Carrie, this past weekend was the Senior Bowl, and we got to see the two top senior quarterbacks in the country on center stage that could be going to the Browns.
Right, Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. Now, there's two other ones that are in the discussion, Josh Rosen, UCLA, Sam Darnold, USC. They were not at the Senior Bowl because they're not, quote, college seniors.
Okay.
But Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen are. Now, Amanda, here's something interesting about both of those guys. Baker Mayfield was a walk-on at two different schools.
Okay.
You know, Texas Christian first and then Oklahoma. In other words, he never even had a big-time scholarship offer. He's in the discussion for whether he's going to the top 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, where did he go to school?
Wyoming.
Wyoming. The cradle of quarterbacks, right?
Right. I was just going to say, that seems odd.
Yeah, I there may have been an NFL quarterback from Wyoming. He doesn't exactly jump to mind.
It's not the Alabama or the USC. Or
Josh Allen is from Central California. He had no Division I offers. He went to a junior college for a year. Then he was recruited to go to Wyoming, which was his only Division I offer.
Wow.
So think about that. The walk-on and one guy with one Division I offer, Wyoming and Oklahoma, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
That's why for all those, you see the recruiting stars that come out and different things. Yeah, sometimes they're right that that guy who was the greatest high school quarterback 4 or 5 years ago is suddenly the guy you're talking about at the top of the draft. But not always.
Okay.
Carson Wentz was certainly a nobody. I think the only top scholarship he had was North Dakota State.
Yeah, Carson Wentz of the Eagles. The Eagles now in the Super Bowl. Of course, he's injured, but
right,
led
he,
them there,
he
basically.
He probably would have been the MVP had he not been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Browns were there. The Senior Bowl, they have practices during the week, and it's kind of a big scouting combine thing and everything. It just shows how, I'll say, the new Browns GM, John Dorsey, has everybody confused. Because there's nothing other than being neglected by college scouts, you know, mm-hmm. coming out of high school, that Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen have in common.
Okay.
Mayfield is what?
Short?
5'11" or 6'.
Okay.
If you were to create what you want a quarterback to look like in the NFL, Josh Allen, 6'5", 230.
Okay.
All right. Real strong arm. But he's not real accurate. But he's got a strong arm.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield, small, kind of chunky, but he's pretty accurate. But Baker Mayfield played in the same type of junk system that I hate, like Johnny Manziel and others. In other words, where they're never in a huddle.
Nope.
They don't take any snaps under center.
Okay.
The playbook is like five things copied off. Josh Allen played in a pro system. He played in the same system where he takes snaps under center, basically like an NFL, that Carson Wentz played in, because his coach is a guy named Craig Bohl, is a guy who recruited Carson Wentz back at North Dakota, won with him there, and then was hired at Wyoming, and then brought in Josh Allen.
Hmm.
By the way, how about that? How about the coaches? How about the guys he finds?
Wow.
You know, think about that. This guy's going to have like two consecutive, you know, first-round quarterbacks that he picked out of nowhere.
Wow.
So they're really different. But yet some people insist the Browns are going to take Allen, and others insist that John Dorsey has like just become enamored with Baker Mayfield.
So who knows?
Exactly.
There's
That's
not
where
a clear
the Browns want to
here?
Be. I mean, in my mind, I mean, I would far more pick Allen over Mayfield, but probably I would be much more in the Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold camp to begin with. And that's probably where the Browns are. But in terms of creating more fog about the draft and buzz about the draft, the Senior Bowl did it. You know, the Browns have what picks number what?
1 and 4.
So there's always like, well, maybe they'll take this guy, number one, to trade down or use the number 4 run on the quarterback. In terms of like creating even more speculation.
Wow.
You know, and you always have the feeling, listening to this, like the draft's 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the end of April.
Yeah.
It's like the 26th of April.
But end of January, it's like, okay, who are they going to take?
Right. I mean, that's still half of my emails,
yeah.
You know. So It was kind of fun from that sense to look at it. And then I just, before you and I sat down to talk, I began to think of how similar and different those two quarterbacks were, because the similarities being overlooked and so on. The differences being, you know, the systems they played and their size. And yet how you have people who will swear they know the Browns much prefer Allen over Mayfield, and others, you know, just the other way. And Dorsey has kind of said nice things about both guys, you know, when he's been interviewed, and, you know, that's what you do.
So drama, it's heating
drama,
up
drama, here you go.
It's already happening.
The Senior Bowl is kind of like the first one out of the, you know, there. Remember, it's only about 6 weeks to the NFL Combine.
Oh, no.
All the quarterbacks will be there.
Oh, and that's when they, yeah.
When they measure their hands and they do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
With no pads or helmets or
no,
anything.
No, right. At least they actually played a really bad football game with the Senior Bowl, of which Baker Mayfield played about 5 minutes, and that was the end of him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, Allen played quite a bit, played poorly at first and played well after that. So.
Okay. It's just now starting.
And, you know, to go back to the value of the Senior Bowl, I don't think most people had Carson Wentz as a top 10 pick. He went down to the Senior Bowl. He looked good because, by the way, they saw that this guy could take snaps under center and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And several teams were interviewing him there. And suddenly Philadelphia became totally enamored with him. And remember, they traded up to the number 2 pick with the Browns to get him.
Wow.
So to the guys who were there, that actually has a lot of meaning. And for, you know, I'm not a draft nut, but for people who are and watch – you could have watched on the NFL Network, by the way. They also had the running around cones and all the drills. Those were there in case you missed it. But so it was something else to watch. And I said they actually played something resembling a football game. You weren't allowed to blitz and a couple other things, but they were tackling people and all of that.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.